I want to query you a little bit more about your own clinical experience, Matt, in terms of these drugs, because if I understand it correctly, the trials with apalutamide and enzalutamide, the difference in discontinuation of treatment, even though it was different, was only a few percent. So not that much data there to really hang your hat on. A lot of these things, the subjective fatigue, et cetera, are a little bit harder to maybe characterize. Can you talk about your own clinical experience, Matt? Do you think you can see a difference?
I think yes. I mean, I have to qualify that by saying all of my experience with darolutamide to date has been in clinical trials that were placebo-controlled. So there you have it, considerably more experience with apalutamide and enzalutamide. And my clinical experience is consistent with the reported clinical results, which is discontinuation of enzalutamide or apalutamide due to adverse effects of commercially available drug are low. But what I am impressed with in my own experience with darolutamide is during the placebo control part of the study, you couldn't tell which drug the patient was on.
And you think, could you when
In some cases, sure, you absolutely could.
I'm saying with the other drugs, with the other trials.
In some cases. But there are certainly patients who feel just fine, report no side effects with apalutamide and enzalutamide as well.
Howard, it's been really interesting to listen to people describe what patients describe to them. I try to get an understanding of what is this CNS thing, this fatigue thing that's going on. Can you talk a little bit more about what your patients say to you, what you observe clinically, Howard, in terms of these drugs, enzalutamide, apalutamide, in terms of this CNS effect?
Some people will say that they can't calculate things as quickly. There's a sense of cloudiness around them, can't concentrate to the same degree. That's also, in some cases, accompanied with fatigue, which is the main incriminator, is hard. But there is a sense that the first person who really told me about this is pre-enzalutamide, was actually a litigator. He says, I'm not as sharp as I used to be. So it's really critical to get a handle on this more concretely. But there are, in some cases, we'll reduce the dose.
Cora, anything else other than reducing the dose that helps? Any home remedies, complementary strategies, anything that helps these patients?
Well, one thing I'm thinking is that these patients are also on LHRH analogs, which could also perhaps be part of the reason that the lawyer wasn't as swift as he was before, because it's not just these drugs. I find that my patients have the biggest complaint is fatigue. I haven't really seen any of my patients really fall or have that problem. I'm not saying it doesn't occur. I think that it's really important that patients are put on an exercise regimen, and I tell them to walk fast 40 minutes three times a week or do something similar like swimming or anything that you like that's similar to that. And I put patients on a diet, which is usually a Mediterranean diet, and I try to keep, I think if they concentrated on taking care of themselves, on exercising, it gives them good endorphins, and I think it helps.